96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Do you want to get away? Well, you deserve to get away because you work so hard. Now, some of us take a vacation, but we're still working. And why is that? Is it the modern workplace? Is it our attitude about our jobs? Are we afraid to really take it easy? Well, we're talking about that tonight, separating work and vacation, not only how we feel about it, but what are your rights on your job as it relates to taking a vacation? My guests tonight are human resource experts Sean Talley and Sonia Lowry, Chief Adventure Officer for Sonia Lowry's World Next Door. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Now, some of you out there, you take a vacation, and I've seen the pictures on Facebook. You're lying on the lounge chair. You're taking a picture of your painted toes in the swimming pool. But chances are, after you take the picture, you're still answering email. You're still texting the boss. 55% of all Americans last year did not take a vacation. Why is that? Let me start with you, Sean. What's going on with people not bothering to even take a vacation?
Fear. Simple fear. When you're in a situation where there is high unemployment, even though employment has gotten a bit better, people feel that if they're getting along while I'm not here, maybe they'll realize they don't need me. People start to think that if I take a vacation and I'm not coming to work as often as I used to, people might think that they can get along not only without me, but also if I'm not around in certain situations, I can't be the go-to person to get things done.
Are people afraid to take vacations, Sonia?
People are afraid to take vacations. People are afraid to take vacations just for exactly what he said. The reason is my boss will find someone else to do the job while I'm gone, or I won't be able to be that person to go to. And let me just start with my story real quick.
Okay.
So several years ago, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, I was that grind person. I worked as in media and marketing and PR, and I realized that there had to be more to life than just work. And I knew that on my tombstone, I didn't want to say, "Here lies Sonia, she worked until she died." My tombstone is going to say, "Here lies Sonia Lowry, she lived," with several exclamation points. So I woke up one day and said, "This cannot be the rest of my life. There has to be more to it." And because of that, I created World Next Door, and a place that people can go and find adventure and learn a little bit more about themselves with other like-minded people and find a way to disconnect.
But when they're out with you and you guys are out in the woods, you know, doing zip lining with the poison ivy and all of that good stuff with the lions, tigers and bears, or when you're out on the sea-doo on the beach, do they tell you that they are still concerned about what's going on at the workplace?
Some disconnect, and luckily they're able to disconnect because we're going places that are not close to home. For instance, we're going to be going to Cuba in October. There's no Wi-Fi. You're going to have to reconnect when you get back. So the biggest thing is setting that expectation with the folks at your office and letting them know I won't be able to be located, and that you're going to have to just wait until I get back. So, and that's okay if it's a short trip, but sometimes we take these longer trips. We have a 13-day coming up also, and you will have to have, check in here and there, but the thing is, again, to set the expectation at your workplace and let them know, you know,
that you're not going to be
around. I'm not going to be here.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about separating work and vacation. Can you do it? Are you afraid to do it? What's going on in the workplace? What's going on with us? Ron, calling from La Plata. Thanks for calling, Ron. What's on your mind?
Hey, Harold. How you doing?
Doing just
so
fine.
I'm 28. I've been working since I was 16, and it's kind of ingrained in you to work past those 40 hours to show your worth. And now that I'm 28, I work for a top tech company. I'm getting ready to have a child, and they give me 6 weeks of paternity leave, but it's so hard for me to want to take the full 6 weeks because I have to constantly be plugged in. And your email's on your phone, and it's within arm's reach. So you have to consciously make an effort to want to vacation and to tell yourself that it's going to be okay if you take that time away. Like, the whole company's not going to burn down. But I think it just comes from the way that we just ingrain people from when they start working, that it's valued to work beyond the 40 hours.
Okay.
At least that's how I feel.
Ron, thank you so much. And see, Sean, he makes an interesting point. He talks about, you know, now, you know, men getting family leave or paternity leave. But also the reality is in the American workplace, particularly for full-time workers, legally you get a vacation, right?
Not actually.
It's not against, I mean, so if you're a full-time worker, You don't have to get a vacation? Your job doesn't have to get you a vacation?
Absolutely not. There is no law that requires vacation. Vacation and paid time off or whatever different companies call, those are concessions that were made really in the labor movement to entice employees to work for certain companies over others. So one says we'll pay you this much. One says we'll pay you this much plus give you vacation. We'll pay you this much plus vacation plus medical benefits. So all of that came out of the fact of people competing for workers back during the labor movement.
So what happens now in the workplace when you have people finally deciding to go ahead and take their vacation, because so many don't always take the 2 weeks if you get it. You may take a few days here and there. But the reality is that so many people, even when they're on the beach, as I said in the beginning of this conversation, their bodies are there, but their heads are elsewhere. What's going on with that?
A couple of different things. So the first part of what you're mentioning is people have to have that desire to actually take the vacation. And you'd be surprised how many companies actually push. So a lot of companies now have use it or lose it policies that if you don't use the vacation, you're going to lose it. So they're kind of pushing people out the door. Now, the other issue is all about disconnecting. And what I encourage people to do is not only to set those expectations, but manage the expectations, meaning you know the course of your day. You know the things that people come to you on. So if there are certain things that you can delegate, do that. There are typically things that you can say, hey, go to this person to handle while I'm out. In that way, that allows you to be able to disconnect and really enjoy your vacation, because that's what it's there for.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you've taken a vacation but you're still connected to the job, I'd like to hear from you. And if you have been able to disconnect, not only literally but also mentally, how were you able to do that? Reggie, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Reggie. What's on your mind?
Yes, it's hard for me working in human care to really disconnect. Although they have instituted, as your guest just said, that the use or lose, that you have to use a certain amount, up to 80 hours, you can carry over to the next year. But it's hard to just disconnect because you're always getting a text or email. And I've taken a vacation in Vegas, and I could be in the middle of enjoying that town, and you know how exciting that is. But there is a time you have to call and check in, especially with the merger of agencies in the District of Columbia and the ever-changing things. It's like if you fear that if I disconnect, I'll come back and I won't have a job because of things. Okay, so it's a scary situation.
Yeah, and obviously, Reggie, when you were in Vegas, you didn't win enough money to quit your job. So
happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas.
There you go, Reggie. Thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Fernandi. Help me with that. Is that correct?
It's Fernand.
Fernand. I gave it a try. What's on your mind?
I agree with a lot of the recommendations that have been made. It is difficult to disconnect, but I think that various people.
Go ahead.
If you do delegate out to various people to handle certain situations for you, then that gives you the opportunity to disconnect. But everyone's situation is different. Like for myself, I work in human resources, and I'm the HR manager. So it's really hard to fully disconnect because you're wearing several hats. So it depends on everyone's situation.
Okay.
And if you don't have the support or the people that can answer the questions while you're away, you can't fully disconnect.
Okay. Fernand, thank you so much. Go right ahead, Tonya. You wanted to make a comment.
Yeah. And before I came, I actually looked up a few tips that will help people to disconnect. And I found these on careercast.com, and I thought that they would be very, very useful, especially for what Fernand just said. So here are 8 tips to help you unplug when you're on vacation. The first one is being plan ahead. So if you can coordinate your vacation with your coworkers, you can have coverage while you're out, and you can pick a time that won't compromise the success of any projects that you may have.
Go through the list real quick, okay, because I want to make sure I get to the phone.
Number 2, designate a point of contact. Number 3, leave an emergency contact information. Number 4, leave work-related equipment at home if you can. That's a big one. Number 5, inform important clients that you'll be out of town. This will definitely help. Number 6, delegate major projects. Number 7, leave the phone in your room. And number 8, trust your coworkers. So if you do delegate, trust them to do the job that you put in place.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about separating your work life and your vacation life. Can you disconnect? Cheryl calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Cheryl. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to say thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that for me, it actually gives me a little bit of peace of mind to be able to check in with my emails, et cetera, when I'm on vacation. Because, you know, when I get back, if there's a huge big crisis that happened and I was out of pocket, it ruins my vacation to worry about what's happening. Now, if I find myself spending too much time, I do put it away for a day. But if I'm gone for a week, to just totally disconnect actually gives me more anxiety.
Thank you so much for that. That's such a great point, because for those of us, for journalists, those of us in the news business, if we're on vacation, and there's always a big, big story. Best example I can give is during the Navy Yard shooting. I was on vacation. I was in South Beach when it happened, and I saw it on television in Miami. I called the boss and I said, "Do you want me to come back to D.C.?" And this was, I think I had only been gone for 2 days and was planning to be gone for about 4 or 5 days. And I think there was a great deal of anxiety, consternation, because not that I felt I was missing it, but I felt that the team
needed you.
Me.
Right.
Yeah.
So is that your employer's issue, or is that your issue that you feel that you needed to be there, or you would miss out on something?
Well, I'm willing to admit that I have issues. I need to take a break. I'll be back in just a bit. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone, Kathy, Ray, Trina, Ron, stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and we're going to take your phone calls next. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a moment. Let's go and see the stars.